insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد والثناء لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا وحبيب قلوبنا أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد وعلى آل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين لا سيما بقية الله في العالمين روحي وأرواح العالمين له الفداء. Welcome again to the program. Inshallah, in this program, we will try to understand a little more from the Holy Quran that was revealed to the Holy Prophet. First, let's hear the verses.
وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَن يَقُولُ آمَنَّا بِاللَّهِ وَبِالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ وَمَا هُم بِمُؤْمِنِينَ يخادعون الله والذين آمنوا وما يخدعون إلا أنفسهم وما يشعرون في قلوبهم مرض فزادهم الله مرضا ولهم عذاب أليم بما كانوا يكذبون وَإِذَا قِيلَ لَهُمْ لَا تُفْسِدُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ قَالُوا إِنَّمَا نَحْنُ مُصْلِحُونَ أَلَا إِنَّهُمْ هُمُ الْمُفْسِدُونَ وَلَكِنْ لَا يَشْعُرُونَ وَإِذَا قِيلَ لَهُمْ آمِنُوا كَمَا آمَنَ النَّاسُ قَالُوا أنؤمن كما آمن السفهاء ألا إنهم هم السفهاء ولكن لا يعلمون وإذا لقوا الذين آمنوا قالوا آمنا وإذا خلوا إلى شياطينهم قالوا وَإِذَا خَلَوْا إِلَى شَيَاطِينِهِمْ قَالُوا إِنَّا مَعَكُمْ إِنَّمَا نَحْنُ مُسْتَهْزِئُونَ اللَّهُ يَسْتَهْزِئُ بِهِمْ وَيَمُدُّهُمْ فِي طُغْيَانِهِمْ يَعْمَهُونَ
We were discussing the third category of people that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes at the beginning of Surah Baqarah. The third category were the hypocrites. In verses 8 and 9, which we discussed in the previous session, it talked about how the hypocrites, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't use the word hypocrites here. In many, many different occasions, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Holy Quran describes and talks about the issue of the munafiqeen, because as I briefly mentioned in the previous session, the problem of the hypocrites in society, in the Muslim community, was a very, very difficult problem to address because they seem to be believers and yet they do not believe. So this is something, a serious problem. The kuffar, the disbelievers, the enemies of the Muslims try to benefit from the presence of these types of people in the Muslim society. They penetrate that society through these people. So it's very difficult to deal with them, and therefore we have many verses that explain them, describe them, try to tell the people to keep your eyes open, try to identify these people so you don't get tricked by what they say. This first time when apparently where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes the munafiqeen, when the Holy Prophet first moves to Medina, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not mention the word munafiqeen here. He says, from the people, there are those who say they believe, but they do not. So these were the first two verses that dealt with the munafiqeen and describing them. The next verse, which we will try to explain a little more today, is verse 10. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, في قلوبهم مرض فزادهم الله مرضا ولهم عذاب أليم بما كانوا يكذبون. Says, there is a sickness in their hearts. Then Allah increased their sickness, and there is a painful punishment for them because of the lies they used to tell. It is understandable that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says they have a sickness in their hearts. Hypocrisy is a true sickness and illness, spiritual illness, that one acts like something or someone that he is not. This is a true sickness and illness. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says they have that, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increases that sickness in their hearts. To explain this deeper, we have to explain something or point to what we had mentioned in the previous sessions. We see the same pattern in the other two categories of people. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, the true believers, the Holy Quran is guidance to them, which meant, well, they're true believers, which means they have already been guided, then the Holy Quran is guidance for them. So there's a prior guidance and a guidance that follows. Two guidances. They're already guided, then Allah guides them even more. For the kuffar, we said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says they disbelieved, they understood the truth, they rejected it. So they went towards deviation. They went towards misguidance. They wanted that for themselves. Once they wanted that, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala khatama Allahu ala qulubihim. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put a seal on their hearts. Here again, we see the same pattern. They had a sickness and illness in their hearts. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increases that sickness and illness. This is how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created the universe and mankind. This is something that the scholars refer to as sunnah, the sunan al-ilahiyya, okay, the traditions, the divine traditions, how this world is governed. Every one of those is considered a sunnah. How mankind is governed, how mankind has been created, is such that the soul is trained through the actions that one does. The actions, not necessarily the actions that we do with the physical body. Every decision that we make in our hearts, in our minds, that is an action of the heart. Every action has a consequence in this universe. For mankind, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created man with a primary level guidance, which was the fitrah. We explained this thoroughly in the when we were discussing the first few verses of this surah. This was called the fitrah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave everyone that guidance. Now, accepting that guidance or rejecting that guidance has a consequence. If you accept it, the consequence is more guidance comes. If you reject it, the consequence is the more guidance that comes, you will not accept it. There is a level of a seal on that comes on the heart, or a very shallow or very thin veil that comes on the heart with one rejection of the truth. The next rejection of the truth makes that veil a little thicker. And so on until it turns into a seal that completely blinds the heart. So the munafiqeen too, the consequence of their actions is this. In other words, God did not create them with this sickness in their hearts. God created them and created everyone, all mankind, with that guidance, that fitrah that was given to them. They rejected it in this way, that they pretended that they accepted it. They wanted others to think that they've accepted this. They lied a lot. This is one of the very obvious traits of the munafiqeen. They lie a lot. Whether it's through words or through actions, they go and pray, which seems like they believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But the reality of the matter is that they have no faith. So that action, the bending, the standing, and the prostration is all lying. Okay, lying through the body instead of the tongue, instead of language. So they created this illness in them. The consequence of that action is that more illness follows that. More sickness follows that. This is how the universe and mankind is governed. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, they have a sickness, they did something that was because of a sickness that they had created, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increases that sickness. This is how the universe is governed. Every action has a consequence. It's very similar. Let me use the example of the physical body. It's very similar to that. How we train the body. A person who goes and trains and builds his body up. Now, the first day that one goes to the gym and starts bodybuilding, starts that process, the body is not strong yet. You work out for that one day, the body becomes, now you've done the work for that day, but the result of that is the body becomes stronger. With that strength, if you go the next day and train again, now that training itself is because of a previous strength that had come. You can increase the weights. If you were benching 100 pounds, now you can bench 110 pounds. Now you're benching the 110 pounds, the consequence or the result of that is the next day or the next time you want to increase the weight, you can increase it by 10 pounds. The strength increases. In the same example, if one does not go to the gym for a week or a month, the more they keep from going to the gym and training, the weaker the body gets, to a level where if they were benching 200 pounds, and they stopped going for 2 months, then they can't bench maybe even 150 pounds. It would be very difficult. And the more they continue that, the weaker the body gets. So not going to the gym itself is a wrong decision, but the consequence of that will make you not be able to go to the gym next time. You can't go. It's tougher. And the later you try to go, if you get older and older and older, then the body just can't take it. The body just can't take those weights you would have been able to lift had you continued training. So the similar applies to the soul. Every action has an effect on the soul. When you do something good, when you accept a guidance, whether through the heart by accepting it or through the actions of praying and the likes of that, which is guidance, that acceptance of the guidance, it has an effect on the soul, and that is it prepares it for more guidance. Accepts more guidance. It understands more truths about the universe. And the more we reject, then it becomes weaker in understanding. First, you can understand all the truth. You reject one of them. Then it's harder for you to be able to differentiate between truth and falsehood the next time you see the two of them come to you. And the third time, if in that second time you again reject the truth, the third time, then a time comes where one just does not see the truth anymore. And that's what the verse was saying, خَتَمَ اللَّهُ عَلَىٰ قُلُوبِهِمْ. There's a seal on their hearts. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, they have a sickness in their hearts, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increases that sickness. This is how this universe has been put together. And obviously, for all the lies that they have told in their lives, which is a very obvious trait of the munafiqeen, there will be a very, very painful punishment for them in the hereafter. And this is what the previous verse was saying, that they are actually deceiving themselves because they think they have the best of the lives, but the reality is the hereafter, which is the true life, which will have no limit, it's infinite, they will be having a very painful punishment. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us, that if there's a bit of this illness and sickness in our hearts, to relieve us of it, inshallah. Wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Ya Rabbi, taqabbal tawbatana, Ya Rabbi, waghfir. واغفر زلتنا وتوقف وامر خطيئتنا وارحمنا يا الله يا رب تقبل توبتنا يا ربي واغفر زلتنا وتوقف وامر خطيئتنا وارحمنا يا الله يا رب تقبل توبتنا يا ربي واغفر زلتنا وتوقف وامر خطيئتنا وارحمنا يا الله.